Our Old Testament reading this morning is from 1 Kings chapter 19, beginning at the 15th verse. And the Lord said to him, "Go return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi you shall anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah you shall anoint to be prophet in your place. And the one who escapes from the sword of Hazael shall Jehu put to death, and the one who escapes from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha put to death. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal and every mouth that has not kissed him." So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen in front of him, and he was with the 12. Elijah passed by him and cast his cloak upon him, and he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." And he said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" And he returned from following him and took the yoke of oxen and sacrificed them, boiled their flesh with the yokes of the oxen, and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and went after Elijah and assisted him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm today is Psalm 16. We'll read these verses responsively by half verse. Preserve me, O God.
For in you have I put my trust.
O my soul, you have said unto the Lord,
You are my God, Lord. I have no good apart from you.
All my delight is upon the saints who are on the earth,
and upon those who excel in virtue.
But those who run after another god
shall have great trouble.
Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer,
neither make mention of their names with my lips.
The Lord himself is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup.
You shall maintain my lot.
The boundaries have fallen for me in pleasant places.
Indeed, I have a goodly heritage.
I will thank the Lord for giving me counsel.
My heart also chastens me in the night season.
I have set the Lord always before me.
He is at my right hand, therefore I shall not fall.
Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices.
My flesh also shall rest in hope.
For you shall not leave my soul in the grave.
Neither shall you allow your Holy One to see corruption.
You shall show me the path of life.
In your presence is the fullness of joy.
And at your right hand there is pleasure forevermore.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Our New Testament reading is from Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, beginning at the first verse. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.